Chapter 1. The Pickwick Club.
Mr. Samuel Pickwick was a wealthy gentleman who loved observing human nature. If you saw him in the street, you would find nothing unusual about him. He was old, plump and bald, and he wore glasses. But inside that plump body beat the generous heart of Mr. Pickwick. Inside that bald head was the brilliant brain of Mr. Pickwick. And from behind those glasses, the observant eyes of Mr. Pickwick looked out at the world. Mr. Pickwick had never married. He lived in two pleasant rooms, which he rented from a lady called Mrs. Bardell, in a house on Goswell Street in London. He had three close friends. Mr. Tracy Tupman was a middle-aged gentleman who loved ladies. Mr. Augustus Snodgrass was a thin young man with dark eyes and a passion for poetry. Mr. Nathaniel Winkle was a tall young man from a very rich family who liked sports of any kind. He wasn't good at sports, but he never told anyone that secret. Mr. Pickwick formed a club called the Pickwick Club, and his three friends were all members. At the first meeting, on the 6th of May, 1827, the members ate roast lamb and drank red wine. After dinner, Mr. Pickwick stood up and addressed the meeting.
I want to thank you all for coming this evening and for choosing Mr. Tupman, Mr. Snodgrass, Mr. Winkle and myself to represent you.
Here the members of the club cheered and banged their glasses on the table.